Friday the 13th. That should have been my first sign. Jeff volunteered to give me a ride to the Juneau airport at 4:45 a.m. At 4:30, I texted, "See you soon, okay?" He texted, "You still going?" Smiley face. I already called Brother Steve on the East Coast to see if, despite the fast-breaking COVID-19 news, we were still on. It was his 75th birthday trip he'd planned last summer. He never got to Patagonia when I lived there and always regretted it. If I had agreed to go, he'd have his three best buddies come along. They were all big into fly fishing, and I arranged for us to stay at Rex's lodge. Even though one guy caved to family pressure 2 days ago, Steve was all in. When I arrived in Seattle, the monitor showed my connecting flight to Dallas was several hours delayed. I would miss my connection to Santiago. Was it another sign? American Air was able to get me on an earlier flight. This time I called Steve's buddy Norm. He said Alan bowed out an hour ago, but count him in. I arrived Dallas and looked up. The monitor showed Steve's flight delayed. Now he may not make the connection. No way was I going without him. Yet another sign? We had to really hustle from his gate to go by train 2 terminals away. We made it. As soon as we were settled in our window and aisle seats, Steve popped a sleeping pill and talked me into taking one for our 9-hour flight. Announcement. Anyone joining a cruise in Santiago, your trip has been canceled. Please gather your belongings and get off the plane. About a third of the plane shuffled off. A while later, they shuffled back on. It had been a mistake. Only Princess Cruise Line passengers needed to get off. Finally, our plane taxied down the runway, then stopped. There was an issue with the tire. We'd have to go back to the gate. Everyone got their stuff and took the train to another terminal. At the new gate, there was another announcement. Since it is now after midnight, your tickets are no longer valid. Please line up at the podium to have new ones issued. How many signs did I need? Another hour later, we boarded. More sleeping pills. They worked, and I woke an hour out from Santiago when a young woman standing in the aisle was saying how anxious she was about making her next connection. She had only 2 hours. What's up with that? We had an hour less than her. Oh, no, you'll never make it through customs and immigration lines and retrieve your bags and recheck them and change terminals in time. We barely understood our names in the Spanish announcement as we exited. Yes, there was an airline agent to expedite us through the coronavirus report form, the temperature taking, immigration, retrieval of bags, custom and terminal changes. And there was Norm. We three amigos boarded our next flight and landed in Patagonia, right on schedule. After one marvelous day, the writing was all over the internet. They were closing the borders, and flights into Chile were stopping. Time to rebook flights and go home.